From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi forces have begun a military offensive aimed at dislodging Islamic State militants from the western part of the city of Mosul. The U.S.-backed effort is the latest phase in a four-month-long operation to retake the country's second-largest city. Iraqi forces have already retaken several villages and are aiming for an airport. The United Nations is warning that hundreds of thousands of civilians are at risk in Mosul. Somali officials say at least 30 people were killed and dozens wounded when a car bomb exploded Sunday in a market in the capital Mogadishu. The blast ripped through a market at Cabo Gode in Wadajir district on Sunday afternoon. Security officials and witnesses say the victims included civilians, shopkeepers, and government soldiers. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast, but officials blamed al-Shabaab militants. Ecuadorians voted in presidential elections Sunday and are set to decide whether to continue with their socialist administration or switch to a conservative government. Outgoing leftist president Rafael Correa has been in power for 10 years and is not up for re-election. A Correa ally, Lenin Moreno, has been leading in the opinion polls. The election is expected to be very close. The South Korean government says it believes North Korea masterminded the assassination of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A unification ministry spokesman made the remark Sunday in a briefing that was held following Malaysian police statements on the case. This is VOA News.